Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yeah, we're back in the studio this week.
Yeah, sorry about last week, guys. I pinged.
There's a lot of people pinging and being like, fuck it.
Really?
But also, I kind of understand because when, like we said a few episodes ago, when Boris was like, oh, I pinged, but I'm going to work. So?
Yeah. It's true.
And Rishi.
And they've changed.
Everyone's crush. Oh, I fancy Rishi. Oh, my problematic crush. That's your problematic crush.
Yeah, okay. But why were people getting on to me about Matt Hancock then?
Wait, what? Hold on.
Oh, no. Okay, let me rewind.
You thought I agreed with you?
No, because I don't crush on Matt Hancock. I was just saying
that he's not clapped.
I was just saying he's not clapped.
The thing is, yeah, I think I said it before. It's just when your mannerisms doesn't add to the plate, it's just this nothing. I don't know what it is that she saw. Because she had to see something because it wasn't money.
He must have banter. I feel like he's the kind of person that's funny. Mm-mm. I feel like in his social circles, he's the joker.
He's the funny guy.
Yeah. Okay. You don't think? Even just that meme of when he's pretending to cry.
I know I sound a bit pessimistic or annoying. Do you know why he said those things? They asked him, is there any black people in your cabinet? And he was like, I'm like, I can't laugh because you're pissing. Like, you're actually a fault.
But that's banter.
But I don't like it because you're laughing at me. You're like, the fucking blacks don't have any powers anyway, so I might as well bust this joke. Even if I bust this joke, no one really cares. No one, do you know what I mean? Someone as high as that level said diversity of thought. No one cares about that. I don't know.
No one cares. It's the story of our life. There's one thing I need to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually my sister that, I think it's the one I sent to you the other day, but I think it's a serious issue.
Jazz, I think I'm going to have to write a little blog or something about this Pantene conditioner. Like, don't no one care that you can't go into the shop and buy this product? Ain't nobody fussed about it. I just don't understand. They've got it in that funny little sachet thing, but I don't want that. I want a tub. I don't understand. I found it online on a dodgy website, so I think I might order it.
But no.
Why can't I just go to the shop and buy it? So annoying. By the way, they're selling Mille in Superdrug as well.
Mia. No.
Actually, don't no one care about that either. Like, that's big news, isn't it?
What's going on with Mila?
Let me search it. Let me see.
Wait, hold on. It's just sister still talking about that time.
Yeah, she's still talking about Pantene. God series.
When I see it, I'm going to buy it for her.
No, but honestly, I haven't seen it either. So if any of our listeners know where it's still selling Pantene Gold Series, what is it called? What's the conditioner that's in the tub? The mask, repair mask.
Your sister's actually onto something because they don't even have it on Google.
I don't know where it's gone. That was literally the best thing ever.
Yeah, it was. That literally helped my head. Okay, it's called... Oh my God. Okay, so it's called the Deep Moisturizer Replenish... Okay, Repairing Mask.
Yeah. Where is it?
I don't know.
Have they really discontinued it? I hope they haven't.
I hope they haven't too.
because it was so good.
Yeah, my sister is deeply concerned that we're not concerned.
It's true, because I ain't seen it in time. But it's because I got my replacement.
Oh, what have you got? What have you got now?
The deep conditioner from Sheer Moisture. But it's the apple cider. There we go. Yeah, this is what I use now. The Strengthening Restore Treatment Mask from Sheer Moisture. Mm. Sheer Butter, Peppermint, and Apple Cider Vinegar. Mm.
So what colour is it? Let me see. Oh, okay.
My hairdresser said yesterday, she was like, I don't think all those products you use really have apple cider vinegar. She said it doesn't have enough.
Oh, what made her say that?
I don't know. She just said, like, because when she puts apple cider vinegar in her hair purely, it smells, like, you can smell that smell. Mm. I'm like, because I used to Sheer Moisture apple cider vinegar shampoo, and when I get that in my eyes, I can smell it.
It stings.
Mm. So I was like, I don't know. Like, do I need the pure?
But is there a reason why you want?
No, I don't. But she just said it. She just said, like, all these things that you're using, it's not pure. But she's also...
Don't kill me. I don't know what you're going to say, but...
What?
I know it's going to make me laugh already.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay, what was you going to say?
She, not that she's fresh. Yeah, she's fresh. What about
it? Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. I didn't know what you was going to say. I thought you were going to say, like, they've said that they have changed their formulas.
Oh, yeah, they have. They definitely have. Yeah.
So I can imagine that they're less effective than before.
No. But your sister makes a very good point. Where is that mask?
Yeah. And I guess, why are we not screaming about Miel being in...
Who?
Miel.
Milo.
It's my accent. Miel. M-I-E-L-L-E.
M-I-E-L-L-E. L-E. Miel.
Miel.
Oh, this.
Yeah.
I thought she meant Milo.
No.
Okay, what happened to these people?
They are now selling their products in Superdrug.
Oh yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, my sister's saying, why are we not shouting about it? Like saying, like get your stuff.
Your sister needs to start her blog because maybe she's the influence we needed.
Yeah, I know she is. She's always on these new products and stuff as well. Like always sending us pictures of new food to get in Asda or whatever.
Oh wow, love that. Okay, she started her page ASAP. But are these people good? These meow.
Apparently they're quite good. I haven't used any of their products though, so I can't give any reviews. What about Imbue? Is Imbue good? Because I've seen that it's good. I mean, I've seen people review it.
Is that the one? Two Queens did a collaboration with.
I think it is. You know
it's them. I think actually I used their deep conditioner on the sachet thing. It was alright. It was good.
Okay.
It made me think, maybe I'm going to buy more of this. But yeah. I wasn't sure if it was, like, because I haven't seen I need to look at their campaign. Because I wasn't sure if it was just for, like, free A type hair.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's, so even on their pot, it shows you, like, the different curl types. Like, you'll see tightly curled.
Okay, I see.
Wavy.
Okay, now I'm on the page. I'm seeing some girls with my hair texture.
Yeah. I mean, I bought some, so I'm going to try it.
To be fair, the deep conditioner was good, but you know when you have the sachet, I don't feel like you get the full result. Yeah.
It was expensive. The sachet was £3.50.
What, for Imbue?
Yeah, just the sachet.
To be fair, all the sachets are expensive. That's why sometimes I feel like with the sachets, I might as well just buy the full thing and try it that way.
Oh.
You okay? Sorry. What's wrong?
No, I just started to feel a bit ill again.
Oh, no. Jazz is not well, guys. It's not COVID. I hope.
No. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, I tested myself last week. I'm negative, but yeah, just...
Jeffrey Benzos.
I feel all over the place. Sorry.
Oh, bless you. No, it's fine. Take it easy.
Wow, Liberty's already got her neon management.
Amen.
Good for her.
Can we talk about that video you sent me, the debt one? You sent me this time ago. I've not been in TikTok for a while.
Oh.
About the woman, British woman.
Oh, yeah.
So if you guys don't know, let me see if I can find her app. There was a British woman who was on in debt for. I love that you found my emoji funny when I messaged you. Jasmine sent me your TikTok and I didn't see that she sent it to me and I sent it to her already. And I said sorry and I sent her like this emoji. This is pointless. I don't know why I did this. Anyways, her name is called Yasmin Camilla, and she's in 38k debt. And the reason why I find it interesting, because she shared it, and two, because of how people reacted.
Yeah, I didn't even read the comments when I saw it.
That's what made me think,
Yeah, because when she started the video, I was thinking, she must have got it down a lot. Mm. So when she started doing the totals and I said, as in, this is how much you have left to pay. I couldn't believe it.
Do you know what?
I'm
not shocked, you know. I'm not shocked.
The Klarna one was another one. I was like, how?
No, I'm not shocked, Jazz. Like, and do you know why? Because when she said it, I was like, wow, that's a big number. But I wasn't shocked because everything we have in this life is accessible. Like, you might, like, she, for example, she said, oh, I bought a Peloton bike for £2,000. She could have got the Argos one for £100. Oh,
is that what she said?
Yeah.
Oh, my god.
And she bought some art for £600.
Art?
And the art was not nice. I'm so sorry, sis. The art was awful. It was like a map of London. With, like, anyways, spend your money how you want to. But I feel like everything's accessible. As in, you can go to a bank and be like, I want a loan of 20k and I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
As long as you pay it back, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like, I'm not shocked. I really am not. And I feel like a lot of people are in that position, but probably don't want to say because it seems embarrassing.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh no, I really rate her for saying it because, okay, yeah, a number might be high, but it might be people who have a similar number or maybe even smaller number, but it encourages you to think, I need to look inwards and see how I can fix it.
Mm.
And I found the comments quite just a little bit worrying because I've seen this documentary. I'll have to find it in a bit.
So what were the comments saying?
People just like, what the fuck? What the hell did you spend it on? Or how did it get this high? And I get how people are, how did it get this high? But it's like, I'm telling you, because excessive, if when things are so like accessible to you, like, of course you can get a Dior bag. Of course you can get a Gucci bag. Of course you can go to... Of course you can go to... Because right now, we don't live in a world where it's like, I know it sounds, I don't have to say, we don't live in a world where it's okay to live in within your means. If you go on a budget holiday, people are like, why did you go on a budget holiday? Like, are you broke? Or people might look at you like, oh, look at a holiday. Like, we live right now to please other people. And a lot of people don't want to say it, but a lot of people, we live where we are. We do certain things we do to please other people. And not a lot of people might be like, do you know what? I'm just going to say no. And it doesn't mean that you've got willpower. Maybe it does, I don't know. I don't think it's got to do with willpower. I really think it's a product of the society we live in. Because if everybody around you has Dior bag, you might think, I don't want to be left out. And it's not even because I can't afford it. It's because I can go to the bank and get a loan. And now I have it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm most shocked about. I'm most shocked that she was able to get... to get those amount of... that amount the bank. Of loans.
Do you
from
know
the
why?
Bank.
Because she pays it back. And I think she hasn't missed a payment. And then someone asked her, what's your credit score? Her credit score higher than me. I don't even have loans. Bloody that conversation hell. Even taught me that you could get loans. I said, what? I said, this is appetizing for me.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, my issue is, I can't.
You don't like the monthly.
No. I don't have trust within myself.
Really?
Mm-mm. Not with
But you're very disciplined.
That's how I got here. So my bank will call me every 6 months. Hey Vic, your overdraft is £150. Let's extend it by to £1,500. Why?
Yeah.
I'm going to go and buy a fucking Dior bag and eat noodles for the rest of the month. I know myself and I know that I cannot. Maybe like when in the future when I can trust myself, but right now I'm just like, it's just going to give me more of a reason to spend on stuff that I don't necessarily need. And I think I've gotten to a place where I'm kind of like, okay, to be like, I want the Gucci, but am I going anywhere Gucci worthy?
But it's not, It's about what you want at the end.
I'm not
of the
going
day.
In. I know myself.
You think you'll regret it?
Yeah. Oh, if I bought Gucci bag right now, I'd be like, that's the dumbest thing you've ever done, bitch.
Really?
Right now? They're $5,000.
Yeah, not right now, but you know, in a few months' time, or like as a Christmas gift to yourself.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Do you know what it is? Yeah. There's a part of me that was like, some of the stuff I was like, okay, it's flat right, irresponsible, some of the stuff she bought.
Mm.
But I just felt like the comments were just like, people couldn't fathom how she got there. Oh, my point was, the reason why she explained it in the way she did is because she did this thing I used to do when I was younger. She didn't look at her debt.
Mm.
Yes, she was paying it off, but she didn't look at the total amount. So she didn't know the total figure. So it was kind of like just living every day, being like, not thinking about it. Does that make
and
sense?
Just what she was paying off every month.
Just putting it off, putting it off. Because that was me. And I'll tell you what made me change my whole perception with money was I was with Niv and we were at uni and I was going to get upgrade for my iPhone.
Mm.
And my credit was so bad. And when I look back, I'm like, I didn't do anything that spectacularly crazy. Okay, maybe I missed a few payments with my phone bill.
Mm.
Maybe I didn't pay for Spotify a few months.
Spotify is not included. It's a subscription, obviously.
All these things here and there. They said, they were like, yeah, you didn't pass the credit score check.
Wow.
And I've never felt so embarrassed in my life. And I was just like, and then from that day on, I just never went to get an upgrade because I just felt that embarrassed feeling. And I was like, how did I get here? And I just... It's just like with bills, you just ignore it, and like you know, things happen, and you just ignore it. And then one day I was just like, yeah, I'm just fix this, and that's why I'm in this space, this bit.
But you have to face it, isn't
you
it?
You do. You have to, and that's what I think this woman's doing.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody is saying, like, being a bit mean to her and stuff, and it's just like this. Maybe it's because of this documentary I watched. I think it was like My Debt Killed Me.
Oh, yes, I remember that. That was so disturbing.
And I feel like it's so possible for you to just get there, get to this space, and then you're almost crippled by it.
Yeah.
But at least she's taking action. And I really hope it encourages people, even people listening, to be like, with debt, okay, it's a big amount, but you can take it on small, bit by bit. And it doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your life as well.
Yeah, it's true. Because the thing is, when you get to a point where you're hiding from your bank statements or you're hiding from your monthly debts, that's the point where you need to face it. That's when it's an issue. And I think, like you said, I think you're right in a sense of a lot of us, if we really calculated how much debt we're in, would probably be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, let's even think about a phone bill. Mm. Like, once you take out that contract, you essentially are in debt of, what's it called? About £1,500. Mm. Like, if you include the phone and the monthly whatever call costs or whatever, that's £1,500. If you have a car and it's a £10,000 car and you're paying off, I don't know, £100 a month or whatever, you're still in £10,000 worth of debt.
Mm.
So when you like put it in that way, then it's like, okay, 38 grand is not inconceivable.
But that's not what she's in. That means hers is 70. If you have to add it like that, because...
No. But surely that... Because she... Didn't she calculate the credit card and... Or did she just calculate how much she's paid
off? No. So all this stuff you're talking about is like average... It's like everybody has a phone. Everyone has a card.
Yeah.
I'll have a card. Please, God, pray for me. But hers is loan. For, as in, like, she bought that painting, Peloton bike, another loan, another £2,000 loan, another £2,000 loan, another £2,000 loan, another £300 loan, another Marks and Spencer's loan, another.
Yeah.
And then, was it Klarna or Claire? Yeah. Claire?
Her Klarna was £1,500 alone.
Is that normally what? I thought that was normally what people's Klarnas are.
No. Well, yes and no. Only because Klarna. I feel like in some respects, Klarna is a bit more strict than like a normal loan company.
Mm.
Because they'll ask you, what's your salary and what are your outgoings? And I would expect that with her,
that they would, I mean, unless she's on a super high salary.
Yeah, she is. She's a product manager. But okay. But when she calculated everything, she had not, £600 left. And this didn't include food for the kids.
This is what I'm saying. So Klarna shouldn't be, unless she's, I mean, I don't want to say she's lying on the form, but but Klarna would look at that and be like,
yeah,
no.
What's all this?
Yeah, what's all this, Jackie? They wouldn't, yeah. So I mean, as well, a lot of people might see, a lot of companies might see a high salary and just assume that you got it like that, but they don't necessarily take into account all your other debts. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I found it really insightful watching that. Really, really insightful. And I just found the comments, like, I was like, wow, like, because I found the comments wild, because I was like, you never know who's next to you that's in mad debt like that.
Yeah.
And probably feels like they can't speak. They probably feel like, what's the word? Weighted by it. And
It's happened to me as well. Like, I still have a credit card, but there was a time where it's like, there was a real big family emergency and I had to use my credit card. And it was like, we're talking about like £700 or £800. And that's a credit card that I wasn't using before. And then obviously that now becomes my debt to manage.
Your debt, yeah.
All the interest that goes on it's me. Mm. It's on me. So I think just that £700 to £800, I've probably paid back like over £2,000.
What?
Where it's like,
is that how credit cards work?
Basically,
have one, you know. And this is, again, because I don't trust myself. Because I don't really...
That's the thing. Credit cards are good. Like, when I first got it, when I first started using it, I was using it how it should be used. So, I was paying, like, I would... what was I doing? I would pay for petrol with my credit card. And then at the end of the month, pay that money off. So, that's really how you should be using a credit card. But obviously, once that emergency happened, it was a case of now I can only pay such and such every month. But every month, the interest is going up. So it's like you're constantly trying to battle that money down. So that's what the issue is, really.
Shouldn't I just scrap this whole credit card system? Actually, let me just shout. That doesn't make sense before people could be like, I don't care about poor people. No, I don't know. What?
I know. I mean, it's... This is why financial literacy is important, isn't it? Because when I left school, or when I was in school rather, I thought credit cards were bad. I just thought they were bad, full stop. I was just like, nope, I'm not going to have a credit card. When I got my student account, when I started uni, I was like, yep, I'm not going to use my credit card. And I thought I was doing something. If I had known, I would have used it to build up my credit at that point. But I just didn't touch it. For the whole time I was at uni, I did not touch it at all. It was only maybe 5 or 6 years ago where I was like, you know what? This is actually going to help me build up my credit score. Yeah. So it's just about learning
you're right.
What it can do for you. Because
that's why that woman, her credit score is on, she's got 995.
Bloody hell.
Because I'm pretty sure she doesn't miss payments, that's why. But mine's on 965. I reckon if I got a credit
card, amazing.
I could get it up. But
absolutely, you could.
I can't, because it's gonna be in the back of my mind. I'm like,
with a credit score like that, I don't even think like you need to. Do you get what I mean?
I do, because imagine I have £5,000 on a card like that. That's the thing. Those are the kind of things that I can't.
No.
You know why? Because I'll go to Santorini and I'll just spend.
If my credit score was on 965 like yours, I wouldn't get a credit card because it's already high. Do you get what I mean? And if I'm able to still, I don't know, if I was able to still be able to get a mortgage, for example, with 965, I'll be like, what do I need a credit card for? Do you get what I mean?
I think I'll definitely get one when I'm a bit older.
Yeah.
Because I don't think... I'm going to need that 5K extra.
Yeah. But they are useful. For emergency situations, obviously it's not ideal to get yourself in that position. But if you have a credit card and you have 2 grand balance available, if there's like an emergency family holiday you need to take, use your credit card and then, you know, pay the money back. So it's useful in that respect, but you just really need to be strict careful with yourself when you have one.
After looking at her thing, I think I felt the same as you. Like, shouldn't companies like that have a bit of responsibility to be like, no, no more for you because you have five loans. Yeah. So maybe no more just because we care. Like, but I feel like a lot of companies are just, it's the greed. But then a lot of the comments were saying, hey, I'm a debt collector. And shout out for you for being so transparent. And there's a lot of debt collectors literally being like, you know, take it step by step, step by step, and you will get hurt. So the woman's goal is to get rid of it all by this year.
This year? Wow. Wow. Mm. Props to her.
Yeah, check out her TikTok. It's really, really interesting. Mm. Really interesting.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Money is awful in general. Yeah. Like, I hate thinking of, and do you know what's so funny? Do you have a day? I was like, really having money worries. But not because of anything that's happening, but it's more because of like future money worries. Like, how am I going to be able to navigate life? Like, can I bring kids to this world? Can I do this? Can I do that? And when I talk to my parents, they're like, it's fine. Look at us. And I'm like, no offense, but.
That's jokes.
Like, I don't want to, I don't know. And then you see stuff like this with this woman, then it kind of puts it into perspective that things aren't that
bad. I just realized another thing that might also help her. Obviously, once I saw that video, I didn't go through all of the others. I think I will go back now. But if she's a homeowner, so if she actually owns her house, you can basically get anything. Like, that is their leverage against you.
She pays a mortgage.
Yeah, that could also, that's probably the reason why she's able to get
all those loans.
Yeah. Because once they hear that you're a homeowner, it's almost like your gold standard. Yeah, they assume once you're a homeowner, you're fine.
And she's a single mom as well. Wow. Because she recently got split with her partner. And that's another reason why she's looking at her accounts, because she wants to either buy him out of the mortgage or sort it out that way. Yeah. But I was like, no, really, I'm good on her. So anyone, just check out that account. I thought it was really cool.
What has been the topic of the TL this week? I forgot, but it was something that went on for a good few days.
Women aren't funny. Men don't like to be around their girlfriends all the time.
That's the one.
Black people buying in London. What else was there?
You actually look so sick of
it. And the fourth one was everybody bullying that black girl that bought her house in Barkin.
Yeah, what was that about?
Do you not have homes? Did you buy a house? No, I'm going to have to drag some people. Did you buy a house that you're dragging that woman? Where's your house?
Do you know what?
She has her, I'm sure, she has her house.
Yeah.
I don't have, you lot don't have a house as well.
But it's more so the fact that it's like, if you were actually really, really smart, you would be like, Barking is probably one of the best places to buy. If you want to invest in London, because Barking is up and coming. Like, right now, it's being gentrified. As we speak. They built a Costa opposite the station, like, 2 years ago. You know what that means.
It's showtime, baby.
It's showtime. So, in a few years' time, like, the way her property value is going to skyrocket.
Also, she might live in Barking Riverside.
It's true. The thing is, Barking has nice areas. Obviously, every area has its shitholes. It just happens to be, you know, like, most of the time, the town centre is usually the showstopper, so to speak. So, like, when you come out of the station, usually that's the best bit of the area or one of the nicest looking bits. But with Barking, it's the opposite. When you come out of Barking station, you're...
Hide your phone, hide your kids.
Yeah, hide your wife. Like, it's mad.
But my thing is, people are on, is Barking zone 4?
Yeah, zone 4 or 5, I don't remember.
Okay. People are getting onto her, yeah? Okay, firstly is don't buy in Essex. Essex is too far. Okay. What about people that live in Essex and live there all their lives and don't mind living in Essex? Because I remember it was Leah from Two Queens is not a podcast anymore. Really sad about that. But Leah, shout out to Leah, it's her birthday the other day. She said when she bought in Kent, someone said to her, oh, I can't believe you're living in a commuter town. I would never want to live in a commuter. Have you seen Leah's house?
Commuter town? I've never heard that be shady.
I've heard that as well.
What?
Yeah. Because people kind of like, you live so far out, but it just feels like you only bought there because it's what you can afford. That's because it is what I can afford.
Do you know that we're problematic?
I'm telling you, everyone just focus on your own lane. Literally everyone, don't listen to what people are saying. Don't think, oh, because people are sharing, people that live in Birkin. Okay, then do Help to Buy and live in Zone 2. Okay, you present that to people. I don't want to do Help. What the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
Leave people alone.
And it's like a lot of people are talking when you haven't even done a mortgage application yet. What moves are you making right now?
Like Michael from EastEnders, none. But she might not even want to stay at Barking for, I don't even know. Maybe it is a long time. Yeah. Maybe she might be like, I just couldn't believe that this was the backlash that she was getting. Because when I saw, do you know what my dad shared in the family group chat? That's where I saw it first. Okay. I was like, oh my God, like cool. Black girl, Nigerian girl, amazing. Then I saw black people on Twitter dragging her. Obviously not all black people on Twitter, but I saw a handful and I was like,
a few comments.
I said, there's no way.
Yeah.
I said, there's no way. People are really dragging her, like being like, oh, she's literally starving her life away. How do you know that she's starving her life? Who told her that she's starving her life away?
It's because all she said is that she didn't go out a bit and
a bit
cut back, and it's like people are all. I mean,
people's
in
lockdown anyway.
No, but not just that. But is that not expected? I mean, I'm not being funny, but I would like to think that once I'm ready to buy, I would not be able to. Because obviously, if that was the case, I could buy right now.
Yeah.
I would have to cut back in order to buy a house in order to save. That's the only way to save, by cutting back. And what else could she cut back on?
I've seen it, Jazz. I've seen people shame people for buying and being like, oh, well, you only had Gary and rice and Gary and water every day. Who said they had Gary and water every day? Okay. Yes, some people did live like scavengers in order to get... And there's some people that are living all right. But I don't know what... let's say that girl did have Gary and water every day.
But I would find that commendable. I would be like, I would struggle to do that, but I rate it.
Also, I remember there was another girl. Her Twitter is called Adulting. She's a black girl.
Adulting with Lola.
That's it. Do you remember when she said that she had to put down a deposit or really had deposit? And people were like, a two-bed in Catford?
Yeah.
You can get this and that in... But... If your salary is not high in this country, they don't give a fox. They're going to ask you for a stupid deposit. Or maybe she did want to put that amount down and then her monthly repayments are cheaper.
Yeah.
It's just judging people on how they do things. And then, we've said this before, then people don't want to tell you information because you're going to judge them. Then they say, you're gatekeeping the money. Well, I'm going to gatekeep the money at this point.
With stuff like that, I don't think I... could be as open as people. Like I would be like the Enjoy the Hood girl. I'm not gonna lie, because the way people move sometimes, and I'm just like, but what are you doing? Not even to be rude, but why are you so focused or judgmental on what they're doing? Like it's her okay. life.
Like if the thing is, nobody's saying that you have to have Gary and water every day.
Exactly. No, if you can afford a Gucci bag and save at the same time, then do
bring
it.
Me in.
Yeah, let me know what you're doing as well so I can do it too. But it's the judgment. And the thing that's mad is that this country is made, like, all of these processes are made for couples.
Yeah.
Buying a house is a lot simpler when there are two people buying a house.
Yeah.
So for someone to buy a house alone, that is incredible in this day and age because it's hard.
Imagine sharing your testimony and people are coming to nitpick.
Mad.
I'm only sharing testimonies at church.
And then if you call them a hater, they'll feel a type of way. But that is hate and movements. It is.
It is. I'm so sorry, guys.
It is. People forget, if you don't have anything nice to say, what do you do?
Just don't say it. That's what I've been doing with Love Island now. I don't cuss for you anymore.
No, I'm sorry. That one, maybe you have to say it.
I really wanted to say some things in that Liberty episode, but I just said, let me just not.
That woman is truly wicked. Sorry, I'm not going to speak about Love Island too long, but I was on an episode with Underrated podcast, Underrated.
Shout out to Hannah.
And I was just basically saying, like, I'm very comfortable saying that I dislike Faye only because everyone in the villa is basically seeing and saying the same things. It's like if that was just what we saw and everyone was just acting normal, I'd be like, cool. But the fact that people are scared of her and saying, oh, the best.
Especially
thing.
Liam. Liam has been telling us that this girl is bad.
Liam has a lot to say about Faye. And even Jake. Like you can tell that, you know, she is the problem. So it's like I'm very confident that what we're seeing is how she is, and probably even watered down. Let's be honest. It's probably even watered down.
It makes
down.
Me laugh when Jasmine keeps saying, I could never live in a house with someone like
that. No, I couldn't. I couldn't. Because the way I would react, I think it's like I wouldn't, let me not even speak. Really, I wouldn't be able to give her the
energy that she wants.
Yeah.
I'm bad with stuff like that. I just walk away.
Yeah.
And then I walk away and cry.
Oh, would you? Out of anger or like frustration.
Yeah, frustration. Because it's like, obviously I'm not going to hate you. Not like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I can't do anything. And then I take my race into consideration. And then I remember, I actually can't do it. And then it takes me to flashbacks when I was at uni. Because you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when, do you remember that, I was going to say her gov. Do you remember that flatmate I had? The white one? Do you remember?
Yeah.
So, she, and then she was like, oh, does Victoria have a knife? If you guys don't know, I've said it on an episode before, had a flatmate, and we were friends, and she was from Brighton, and she claims that I was one of the first black person that she's ever met. Come like when, you know.
Wow.
Why the fuck did you go to Brunel University? Home of the blacks and Asians.
She wanted to meet the blacks, that's why.
Anyways. She was just doing a lot of things to black people, touching my hair, touching other people's hair, asking questions, lifting wigs, asking black people certain things, asking me certain things, saying, does the word nigger come from Nigeria? So then me and another black girl, do you know that other black girl that's eating a few that snake? So we were going to confront her and be like, listen, you need to stop because we don't want you to get beaten up. She now takes it as an offence for me. And because I owed her £3.50 at the time, she said, you're using me for money.
What? For £3.50?
You're using me for money. You're a user. Blah, blah, blah. I never liked you.
I didn't
you're
even
fake.
Know this.
Yeah.
I then didn't even know I went to this.
Because the other one, the one that the other black girl, I was mute like a rat. Mute like a mouse. Didn't say anything. Then I went to knock on the door. I was like, I'm really sorry. She just started lashing out. She's like, does Victoria have a knife? All my other flatmates.
Why did you apologise to her? For what?
Because at the same time, I wanted to keep the peace. And I felt maybe she took it wrong. That was the first and last time. I was like, yeah, let me just mind my business moving forward. All my other flatmates were like, yeah, that's so wrong. Remember they took me outside and I was just crying because I was like, I can't do anything in this situation. I didn't have the comprehension skills to think race relations. I was just upset that someone has some... I'm trying to help you.
And you're
accusing me, saying that I'm a gangster. So I just, and I was so grateful that they were comforting me because it made me feel like it wasn't in my head. But I feel like moving forward, if I'm ever in a situation like that, I will always just walk away. I can't give people the energy that they want because I just feel like they get satisfied and then you end up.
You never win. You'll never win in a situation like that. And
I feel some people like that, they get turned on seeing people.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Like some people, they really enjoy, like, they like confrontation and arguing. Yeah. Those are the same people that are like, oh, I don't like drama. Those are the people that like drama.
They love it, yeah.
They love it. Like, yeah, I can't. I'm
I like a drama-free life. Mm. Anything I can do for a drama-free life.
Amen.
Amen. But yeah, I think I've been fortunate that I've never been in that situation where like someone has basically done white woman tears on me.
Oh, I have a few times at work. One time was so fucking funny. So basically, we went to go record something. This was like a journalist job, yeah. Mm. Went to record something and she was the videographer. The recorder, she didn't get half of the footage. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I think I told you this. I said to her, sis, you sure the video's on? She said, yeah, come. Asked her again, you sure the video? She said, yeah. Get back to the office now. She messages me, there's no footage. I said, there's no way. I said to her, how can this be? I see her.
I asked you twice.
I see her get up, go to cry with her boss. I said, nah, there's no way. Her boss pulls me for a chat.
Huh? Why are you getting pulled for
why
a chat?
Why am I?
Why am I?
What did the boss even say to me? Oh, I've had bare white woman tears, boy. Oh my goodness. Goodness me. Her boss just said to me, like, what happened? Like, you know, she's crying. She said that, you know, she feels really frustrated.
Huh? She's frustrated that she lost the footage.
But I feel like what she did was she went to go cry. Mm. So it would look like
something if Vic had was happened. Vexed,
yeah. I've cried first.
Yeah.
And it was, I wasn't even vexed. Yeah. I was just like, okay, well, I just have to go back then.
Yeah.
Then the second time, I think it was more so, but I can't say because it's too niche. Then the second time, I remember I was meant to interview a celebrity and this white person claimed that I wasn't skilled in. So I worked on a news section and this white person said, oh, this is mad niche, said that I wasn't skilled enough or I didn't have enough experience to interview the celebrity.
Mm.
So they started to get anxiety over this.
Yeah.
And like, it was really stressing them. Wow. I said, I said, okay, cool. So they started to cry, get, you know, anxiety, started to talk to their boss about it. And they're like, you know, I'm really anxious about this, blah, 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 blah. They started, that person before pulled me for a chat and they were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, it's calm. No, they didn't pull me for a chat. Then my boss clocked on and was like,
Because clocked on what was happening.
Yeah. So basically what happened was the white girl clapped to their manager and was like, I can't believe Victoria's doing this.
Mm.
Can't believe she's interviewing this. She hasn't got an experience, blah, 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 blah. Their boss talks to my boss. My boss talks to me and said, I know what's happening here. We went outside to talk. She said, yeah, don't worry about a damn thing.
Mm.
But she said, just so you know, you know. Said, you know, sometimes you have to have black people in the workplace just to let you know that. I was like, but my thing was, you know, my worries on a day-to-day are so long. You made up a worry and that was your... And it's almost those things, when you're black in the workplace, you almost kind of navigate things. So you're like, okay, don't bring in certain foods. Don't talk too loud.
Yeah.
Don't say that to the black people because they're going to think you're a gang. Then you get hit with stuff you never thought of in your life. That's when it really hits in your face that being black... There's no guidebook to it.
Yeah.
They're going to hate you whether you follow the book or not.
Oh, yeah. So that's why you just have to be yourself as much as you can be. And you have to, it's like you have to choose your battles as well. Mm. Like sometimes you might want to bring in, like I remember when I brought in Curry Goat one time. This was when I was working in retail. So I was young, like 17. And again, you don't know.
Mm.
Of course, I was new. That was my first job in River Island. So I was like,
let me save some money.
Yeah, I was like, obviously my mum made curry goat. I'm going to bust this up at work.
I'm dead.
So yeah, I warmed it up. And obviously everyone's around. There's like one black woman there. So obviously she's like, that smells lovely. Da, da, da. And they're like, of the white people now, you know, it's, what is that? And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, once I say the goat, it's a wrap.
What are you like? Just say, oh, it's me, Tans.
I'm like, but there's a part of me that's also like, I'm just doing me. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm having curry goat, rice and peas. And then the white guy's like, goat curry.
Okay.
I said, I'm sure I said curry goat, but.
Goat curry!
Goat curry.
For the goat first.
He was like, you're having a goat curry?
Oh no.
And I was just like, oh, no. He was just like, I've never eaten goat before. What is it like? I'm just like, oh my God.
Why don't you get the spoon and be like, taste?
Are you crazy?
You don't want to share.
No?
Do you know what annoys me, yeah?
I don't know what spoon you're going to dig in my plate as well.
It's very true. Or mushed ones.
Yeah.
Do you know what's, I don't mind if people go, oh, what is that? Okay, cool. This is Amaran stew. Cool. But now you're asking bear questions.
Bear.
But when I offer it to you, you're scared.
Is that what you do, Vic? Do you offer it to them?
I'm like, oh, taste it. I remember I offered one colleague jollof. Oh my God, this guy was red.
Was he?
Oh my God. I messed up.
Oh, did he actually taste it?
Yeah, he tasted it. He was like, oh no, Vic. I was like, oh, it's God, too spicy. Yeah. I was like, what have we done?
Vic, that was wicked.
I always just say to them, oh, do you want some? Do you want a bit? Put some on a plate for them. Mm. Let them taste it.
But
I'm like, oh, I don't like it. I'm like, okay, you don't like it. Not everybody has to like the same food. Cool, we move.
Mm.
But it's when people do that thing, like a curry. And do you know what it is? When the decibels get higher. Yeah. Curry, go.
Yeah.
And then the people that walk in, did I hear, go, go.
Yeah.
Why are you so loud? And you know, sometimes in your head, you're thinking, calm down, like, shut up.
Yeah, man.
Or
relax.
You try to sway the conversation
like,
on.
Yeah, and you know, like, it was the Essex, Lakeside River Island. Oh, well. No. So it's the Essex lads. Goat curry? I've never had goat curry. Have you had goat curry before? I'm just like, for fuck's sake. And now I can't even enjoy my food anymore.
Oh my days.
So it's like, with
those. What are they eating when they go on these Jamaican cruises and stuff?
But you know, when what I have found usually, obviously I can't generalize, but usually when white people go to Jamaica, they go to the touristy bit.
Mm.
Fair enough. Mm. So obviously in the tourist bit, it's gonna be more comfortable for them. So they're gonna be able to get foods that they are used to. Or
is it giving Benidorm?
I wouldn't say it's as extreme as Benidorm, but for example, they'll have jerk chicken and stuff. But these white people that were at River Island, I don't think they had even
got to that level.
They had not even thought about going to Jamaica, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like most people would know like what curry goat is.
Mm.
Maybe that's just me because I'm in my own world. But I would feel like
it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I feel like the way I mean, white people would associate jollof rice with West Africans. Mm. I would assume associate, you know, curry goat with.
Mm. But no, I've seen it with one Indian woman as well. She brought her. This is what I was. What was it? It was a retail job. Was it August? I can't remember. And people were saying, wow, that smell, that strong. I was thinking, somebody can't season their food now. you can't put any seasoning. Now you have to, when you make your food, you have to make it bland as hell. So nobody comments.
I know. It's just like we can't just live in peace. Like when you're microwaving your stinking broccoli, no one says anything.
Not broccoli. Now, why am I in it? Because I love broccoli.
No, I love broccoli as well. But when you warm it up in the workplace, the smell is different.
Oh.
It's like, I'm sure it's not the same smell that I smell in my own home.
It's not. When
it's at work, it's different.
So, I had a colleague, this is a British-born person. This is a white British. And his food was funks. I don't know if it was expired or...
Is it? Oh.
It was a breakfast food. And this food was... I think I've messaged you about this. It was saddening. Like, I don't know if it was cocoa or something. I don't know what he put. He put a special ingredient that made it funky. And I had a friend at work that I would message and be like, this your friend and they're smelly food. I'm like, I will never... ever say anything about, but that's his flavor.
Yeah.
That's his style. Exactly. It's got nothing to do with me. If he's having expired food every day, what's it got to do with me? Kilo call me. It has nothing to do with me. Also, I hate it when you go to work here and you eat. So I used to eat the same food at work. Could you meal prep, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a time where
I say yes, but I'm lying, but yeah.
I used to meal prep a lot. And sometimes it might be like healthy food, but then sometimes it just might be just like casual food, like maybe spaghetti bolognese, and I'll have it like three days in a row.
remember you telling me about this.
And they will be like, I've noticed wow. that you've been having the same food every day for lunch.
So the way they called Pedro Mr. Chicken, were they thinking your missus spaghetti bolognese?
They're like, I've noticed. I was like, oh my God, like, what now?
Like, why? I'm sorry, but why are you watching people's food like that? I don't know. Like, what's different? What's different about
us?
What is different? We really mind our business. When it comes, even if we might clock, he had curry yesterday, and the day before,
Okay.
But it's cool.
Do you know what I hate as well, Jazz? Open plan offices. Do you know why? They're loud. So I used to have this open plan office where, and I don't really get nervous. Like, people watching me, I don't really care. I got my headphones in, cool, whatever. And if you're watching me, what now? Yeah. So I did in this office because I'd be thinking, they're watching my food. And they were, because that's how people say, I've noticed. Mm. I said, how the fuck are you noticing? You sit all the way there.
From three desks away. How are you noticing?
So I remember there was a colleague I was friends with, and she used to have tin, you know, like those, I used to love it when I was small. Like, you know, like, not like baked beans, but like spaghetti hoops. Okay, but then you get shapes.
Mm.
So she used to eat that a lot with bread. And eat it a lot. Every day sometimes. And nobody would say a damn thing. She would bring her tin. Bring her bread.
You know what? I don't even want to say.
And nobody said anything.
I don't
want to
say what I want to say.
She was eating baby food.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That's what I was going to say. Why is she eating?
Like a rabbit.
Yeah. Why are you eating baby food?
And nobody says. But me. What did I have? I think I had I didn't even season my chicken too tough one day. Wasn't even that tough. Somebody said. I said, oh my days.
Bloody hell.
Oh my days.
Like, imagine it's that bad. We can't even eat in peace at work.
And I always made a point not to eat at my desk. Just because.
Yeah. Just because, you know, just in case. The smell.
Ah!
Let me just remove myself to the kitchen. But then whoever comes into the kitchen to make their lunch. Oh, what are you eating? Just please. Because I don't want to be doing this.
That's like that pilot we saw. Is it Working With Black? When the black guy gets told, what's that? And then they send him to the kitchen. And then there's an Asian girl in there.
Yeah.
And they look at each other, they're like, yeah.
Yeah, they give each other that knowing look.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, workplace.
Yeah, workplace. Wahala is jokes.
There's also a question on Twitter. What is your friendship turn-offs?
You say yours first, I'll think of mine, because I feel like I'm quite, I just accept people for their flaws.
Yeah, I think.
I'm just that's just you, innit? But I still love you anyway.
I think I'm learning that, you know? Because I used to just feel like people did certain things because they hated me. I didn't know if they did it to other people, because I didn't see them do it to other people. I'm like.
You take it personally.
I don't like when people purposely use me. I don't have anyone that does that now. I've not felt like that for a long time, but where it's you only talk to me when you want something.
Okay.
And then, if I ask for you something, if I ask for my thing back from you, you start acting funky.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like when people put me down in front of a big group of people.
Oh, yeah.
I could probably go as far as say that I hate that.
Yeah.
Also what I hate, I don't like it when people do something to you and then you give them the energy and they don't like it. You're like, and then the last thing, I don't like people who think they're in a competition with you.
Oh, okay.
Only because, I don't mean to sound awful, I'm not thinking about you.
Yeah.
I have so much worries.
It's hard. And I think for me, it's I find it hard to think of a friendship turn off, because
it's like I'm really, really happy with the friends that I have. And I just don't, like, I try to always think the best of people.
Mm.
And I don't know if that probably will backfire one day, but I just always think my friend would never do that. So
that's what I used to think.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, my friend wouldn't compete with me, so I don't even see her as trying to compete with me. Do you get what I mean?
Friend's mind, she's Usain. She's Bolt.
She's Usain. But yeah, I think one would be, like, there's one friend that I've cut off, and the only reason I cut her off is just because I felt like she was always about man. Like, always. Like,
but is that a bad
thing? But it was, it wasn't, no, like, she was the kind of friend where it's like, if you're talking to someone, she would go out of her way to get their number. And
why?
That's
so shameful. I really want to interview a girl that does that. I want to know the inner workings of that.
So I was just like, and it was even a case of, I would even think that, is it my issue? Like, am I being insecure about this? Or, like, you know, is it a me thing? So it's like, once it happened once, I'm like, okay, let me just leave it. But then it happened again, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just not feeling your energy. Like, and then even, like, after we stopped being friends, it's like she started seeing someone that I was seeing. So I'm like, okay, so, you know, I wasn't crazy.
Mm.
But it was just a bit weird.
Yeah, no, that is wild.
Yeah.
That's not cute.
Yeah.
I did have a friend that was boy crazy, and a lot of people cut her off for this. But I don't know if she was, she might have been like what you would describe him.
Yeah.
But she went like that to me. I wasn't getting no guys anyway, so what guy is dealing? however, it was annoying because it kind of, like, I didn't want to cut her off because all she cared about, I didn't really see it as a problem, but it was kind of like, if we wanted to go out, invite this guy, invite men. I don't even like men. Who told you I like them? I don't like them as a species. Don't invite them because they ruin the vibe all the time. Yeah. Like, I don't like it when girls are, get guys to come, no.
Yeah.
Or she would be like, she would always talk about men. Like, the conversations would always be about men, or it would be about, like, a guy she's seeing. And because she was seeing a lot of guys, nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
I would get confused. And then she'll do this thing and be like, I'm just looking at, because there's a Craig David post in front of her. She'll be like, so Craig did, who the fuck is Craig? And you have the audacity to even say Craig, like, I remember. And I have to say yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't, well, this was back when I was in, like, school days, but yeah, that was literally, but I don't know if it's because, you know when you, men want you, you get attention from men, then you just go boy crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't really think it's a her problem. You just get that. Yeah. You just go boy crazy and then.
But yeah, I think friends wise, I'm really happy. Like, I can't even think. Like, I saw a tweet the other day and someone was like, I think it was Allegria, and she was saying, like, you can actually be in love with your friends. And I feel like that's what I am. Like, I properly love my friends. Mm. Yeah. So, I'm really happy. I really can't complain.
Mm.
I feel like everyone is there for me when I need them.
Mm.
And I don't feel like I have to change myself either, which is
that's good. So cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like I'm just me.
Mm.
We're just there and we love each other.
Yeah. So, I saw this interesting article by Lola Christina. She wrote for Vice about not having a normal, is it normal to have a friendship group? Is it normal to not have a friendship group?
I read that actually. I don't actually have a friendship group. And
yes,
I do.
You do. You can't come on this pod and lie.
Okay. Just one. That's it.
One and zero.
No.
Are you from Ghana? No. Have you seen that TikTok? Have you
No, the reason why I say that is because, like, a lot of my friends, like, for example, my birthday is coming up, and it's like, I've invited a lot of people, but it's like, if you come, you have heard of each other's names,
but
you wouldn't have spent time together, for example.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I couldn't be like, oh, let's go on a girl's holiday. Mm. And it's just...
Yeah, just
you got what I mean?
Girls. Yeah.
Yeah, like, those are the kind of friendship groups where I envy, where it's like...
Oh my God,
you can really go on holiday. Like, you can, you know, enjoy kind of thing.
Mm.
Obviously... It is what it is, because there's just been people that I've collected, like...
Along the way.
Infinity Stones.
Not you calling your friend Infinity Stones. Taking them along the way on the journey, yeah.
And even people that, like, have, like, their day ones, like, those people that are their friends from, like, primary school or whatever. I'm envious.
Mm.
But I feel like I was on... But I know my journey was different for a lot of reasons, but it's like...
Why?
Well, when I went to secondary school, there was only, I think, 3 people that came from primary school.
Oh, okay.
And then once I went to secondary school, instead of staying at the sixth form, I then went all the way to Essex.
So, yeah,
because obviously I moved this side, but I was still traveling to Hackney.
Mm.
So when I went to college, I was back in Essex sides. Mm. So I kind of fell out of touch with everyone from school.
Yeah.
And then obviously uni, I was in a place where I started at South Bank, that's where I met Tanya and my Infinity Stone. And then and then it's like it just kind of it kind of happens like that. And it's like I'm constantly moving and like there's no one that's following my
your journey.
Yeah, my journey. So it's like I kind of fall out of touch. And then obviously the relationship I was in as well, it was like it was very much a cut your friend, like it was isolating. Like I was basically isolated. So even like a lot of the friends that I had made during my school years, college years, it's like I didn't get to keep in touch with them. And it's like I'm now at an age where it's like I can't even reconnect with these people just because so much time has passed.
That's not, no, don't look at it that way. If you feel it in your heart, do it.
Yeah.
If you feel it in your heart, please, Jazz, don't let that be the reason. Because you see stories of people who are like 70 and they're like, we rekindled. I said, you rekindled. There's not many years left to go. So don't let that be the reason, honestly, Jazz.
Yeah,
we're still spring chickens in this.
It's true. Yeah, it just feels weird, innit? Mm. Because so much time has passed, so much has happened, and it's just I feel like, is it weird to be
no. like, it's more weird Do you know, because people, they might be like, oh, Jasmine messaged me. Okay, Jasmine messaged you. Because she's a good person. She wants to be your friend. Okay. How's that weird? Do you know what I mean?
I totally
understand.
How about you? Like, what are your friendship?
I don't think I have a friendship group.
Mm.
I don't. I think I just have.
See, you do. You do.
I have one friendship group. Probably.
Sorry. See?
No. Okay, you have 2 then.
What's my other one?
Oh, are you talking about like me, Niv?
Yeah.
Icky. Okay, then you have 2 then.
Who's my other one?
I forsake Tanya and there's a few others.
No, Tanya is like just Tanya.
There's a few other friends.
No, there isn't.
Okay, sorry. Right. What about Lizzie?
Yeah, but...
Okay, they don't know each other.
No, they don't know each other.
Oh.
So Lizzie was college, Tanya's uni. I have follow from school. So it's like they...
Infinity stones. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mine's pretty much similar to yours. Actually, I do have friendship groups, but it's like my friendship groups. I'll put it this way. So, like, kind of like similar to you. Grew up in East London. When I left, I thought these were like my friends for life. Like, I loved. I loved everyone in my whole class. 30 people I was in love with. Like everybody. Like I knew everyone's names. Like I was in love with everybody. Yeah. We were all friends. I don't think there was a single person I hated in school. Apart from one guy who blew out my Lego bricks. That's another story. And then when I went to Essex, obviously I didn't know how to keep in touch with anyone. Apart from one girl. Because she, her dad lived in the same town as me.
Okay.
So I'd see her in my shopping centre. And then... when I got to secondary school, made friends, but it was just really, it was a culture shock. Not a culture shock, but it was kind of like, I don't really think it was a culture shock, but I think it was a little bit shocking, I'll put it that way. Because it was like, I was in the most diverse school ever. As in, my school was just Black and Asian people.
Mm.
I think white people were the minority.
Wow.
Yeah, in East London, in Plaster, yes, they was. And if they was, what they were Eastern European. Yeah. So all of us together. Then came to Essex, where it was just like me and other Black girls. And liked everyone in school. Wow, that was a lie. No, I didn't. There's people I liked here and there. But I think from school, I only have about 2 friends from school.
Mm.
And I wouldn't even, probably 2 friends from school. And then college. But my issue is I make friends really quickly.
Yeah.
My issue is there's already a friendship group formed. And I feel like people don't want to give away. I feel like maybe it's people don't want to give away, or I find it awkward to insert myself
I get what you mean.
Because there was a friendship group that I was really loved. I loved them, but they were from a certain bit of Essex. I was in another bit, they were in a certain bit. So I'm not saying it was gangs, but it was kind of clicky in that, but clicky not in a bad way.
Yeah.
And I felt like I couldn't sit there because they were their own entity.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was my issue, but I kind of did feel that when I spoke to someone who was from there and said to me that she felt that me and people from where I was from was better than her. That was another conversation. I said, oh Lord, no you didn't. Because there was times I was sitting in the toilet by myself. Anyways, then from college, I met some people, some friends, but along the way, the person who really and truly sticks out to me is Tosin.
Yeah.
Tosin is like my sister.
Mm.
And like, it feels like she's my cousin, basically.
Yeah.
And I didn't even meet Tosin. Like, it's so weird because it's like you meet people along the way and it's like the people you sit next to, cool. But the people who are like kind of like furthest to you is the people that you gravitate to. Mm. And like, I remember the way I met her was like through a friendship group. It was the friendship group that I couldn't get into.
Yeah.
And she, let me not do my business. Then she went to your college, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
We worked together in retail. And then, we've just literally been like cousins ever since. Mm. Then, but my issue is it's the getting in that friendship, forming that friendship group. Because I when I got to, when I was in school, I was always in a friendship group.
Yeah.
When I got to college, that's when I realized that people aren't rating me and it's affecting my mental health. And that's when I kind of removed myself from groups. And then I didn't get emotional. Then it got to, then I rekindled with my friend Tolu from primary school, and she's another sister. And it's so crazy because when we were small, I always felt like she's my sis.
Yeah.
And even sometimes I used to think like when I couldn't find her online, and I used to always think that that's my sis.
Yeah.
And then when we rekindled, I was just so happy.
Oh,
and I'm so happy she's in my life.
Yeah.
And then, who else? And then, okay, then after college, I made some friends in retail.
Mm.
And some of them are like still like good friends.
Yeah.
And then, who else do I have? Then I went to uni. I feel like I'm missing a journey. Yeah. Then I went to uni, obviously met you, Ikra and Naveen. And sometimes I'm like, wow, I really, really met really fucking good friends.
Mm.
Like, fucking good. Like,
yeah.
Guys, I don't think you understand. Very, very good friends. I'm very lucky.
Mm.
And then I met some other good friends as well. Shamara.
Yeah.
Grace.
Mm.
And so many others. I'm even forgetting names. And then in my working life, I met a lot of friends. A lot of people that I like hold dear to my heart. Who I'm like, no, you're not even like my media friend. Mm. You are actually my friend. Like Toby and Fiona.
Mm.
Those are my actual real life friends. Like, but yes, it's crazy. Because then when you think about it, like as a friendship group thing, it's like, am I going to call all these men to go on a holiday?
Yes.
But now I feel very much like, I feel like I'm in such a stage where it's like, I have such beautiful friends.
Yeah.
And they good
could,
souls.
It could happen, yeah.
That
could
they would happen, all get on. Like, I know if I put Jasmine in a room with Fiona, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Or Tolu, it'll be fine if they've never met. Because I have so much trust in Jazz that Jazz is all, and trust in my other friends, I know nothing awkward would happen. And that's what used to put me off doing birthdays.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, I used to just go years without doing birthdays because I'd be like, I don't want it to be awkward. What if people don't know each other, blah, blah, blah. But it was because I didn't have good friends. And it was because the people that I was friends with didn't know how to open themselves up to other people. Yeah. I understand nervousness.
Come across awkward, yeah.
Do you remember that time when, I'm just going to say in short, when I went missing that time?
Yeah.
And that friend came. And I remember, I think Naveen spoke, because Niv says things straight how it is. She was like, I don't like your friend. She's like, wasn't welcoming, wasn't woman. And I thought about it and I was like, that's why I don't do things.
Yeah.
But that's not that reason. It's because of the friends I have. And also, I don't even like it when I have I feel like I'm talking bears, but I don't even like it when I have a party or birthday. And let's say, for example, I invite you and I'm like, oh, Jazz doesn't know anyone. So I invite Lizzie. And then you two just talk and then you don't talk to everybody else. I would prefer if everybody just tries their best. Because I always do that. If I'm in a situation where it's like, okay, for example, like, what did I do? I did some Tosin's birthday. Tosin's friends are cool.
Yeah.
Again, another example. Because Tosin's a good person, of course, her friends are good people.
Good people, yeah.
So when I'm in their friend, when I'm with them, I never
feel awkward.
And this is an actual friendship group.
Yeah.
So I never feel like, oh my God, I'm an outsider. Like, do you know what they made me do? I was meant to talk about this on the pod. But I was like, of course this will happen to me. So I was wearing one big jeans. I didn't have no clothes in my house. But I was like, I need to look nice today. I only had these one big, big ass jeans. And so we were, and I was tying it with a rope.
I'm finished.
No, I blame Tosin because I was copying her style. I'm not doing that again. What is this rope business? Shoelace, might I add. So we were pre-drinking. Why were we pre-drinking? I don't even know. We came out early. It was like night, it was daytime. We're like, let's get a drink. So we got a gin. But then we're like, how are we going to get this gin into the venue?
So he said, not in the jeans.
Inside the jeans. They now put the jeans, put the ball inside my jeans, inside the back. And I just looked like I had mad back off.
No way.
Now entered the premises. And you know, it was in like Peckham. You know those places where they got like bare stairs?
I'm finished. I'm absolutely finished. In the jeans.
In the jeans. And I was like, this is why I don't do these things. Like, this is why I'm very okay to be like, I'm going to spend £18 on this stupid drink. Because, yes, we spent £18 on a bottle in the gin. And it did work out cost effective but it was just the nervousness of watching. Everybody had to have their eyes up open and I was dashing in everyone's cup. But it was funny. It reminded me of being young again.
Yeah.
Young, wow, I'm literally 27. What the fuck am I saying?
I know what you mean, yeah.
But yeah, that was my thing on friendship groups. But it's just that, like, for example, I was watching Oli Bells, her vlogs. I really love vlogs at the moment.
Yeah, I love vlogs. I just haven't watched one in ages.
And she went to, was it Mexico? I think it was Mexico. And she had like 8 friends with her.
Wow.
And I was like, how? But it wasn't like different. I don't think it was different friendship groups. I think just everybody knew each other.
Wow.
Tulum. That's in,
I think that is Mexico.
Right? Yeah, it is. I think it is. Should be. Yeah. But I was like, bro, like, how do you? And then sometimes I used to think back in the day that I was a bad person because I didn't have a friendship group. It meant that I didn't have to hold on to that as well. Yeah.
Because a lot of people, again, another thing that people are snobby about, but a lot of people also have that, if you don't have friends from such and such, then that means you're bad vibes or whatever. And I'm just like, bad vibes, clearly. So it's, I think sometimes you can like feel bad because you're like, is it a me thing or whatever? But I know what I'm like as well. Like, I'm the kind of person where my energy is easily drained. So I don't think I could survive in a friendship group of 8 anyway.
So I also know, like, I can only really get close to, like, a few. Like, I couldn't be one of those people where there's five people in a room and I'm telling them, like, my business. Mm. Do you get what I mean? It's like, I feel very much more comfortable when it's, like, those one, two or three people where I can be, like, they know, like, everything, if you get what I mean. And then that's it. So I know that it's partly my personality as well. I'm not going to say it's all external, but I think I'm at a place where I'm like, I like meeting new people though. Like, I like
making new friends.
Like making new friends.
Yeah, that's like,
I don't necessarily collect them as Infinity Stones. Do you get what I mean?
No, but I really love when I meet people, I'm just like, no, I like you.
Yeah.
Like with the No Shade girls. Yeah. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
I like you girls. Hey, lots.
Yeah. I said the same thing to you, I think. Like, when I met them, I was like, wow. Like,
I like you guys.
Yeah.
I want to be your friend.
Yeah. I was like, can we go to brunch?
Yeah. Please? Yeah. And yeah, I think it's good when you get that feeling because then it's like, okay, that's an indicator to me. But one thing I've learned, and I've learned this through lockdown, I definitely need to make more of an effort with people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I don't want to because I do this stupid thing where I don't disturb people.
Yeah.
I do it all the time where I'm just like, oh, I wanna ask them to go out, but that means they might have to leave their house not leave their house, but that means that they've got a busy day, they've got to do this, or like, remember I said to Jay, do you wanna come around to watch Love Island? But I'm like, I hate my house, and like, what if my brothers come in? What if they're loud? But I was like, this Jazz, Jazz was to me. This place is ghetto. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are friends for if I can't... Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't keep...
putting things off or putting conditions.
Yeah. Or like, I might... Yes, like, I want to do this. But, oh, it's expensive. Okay, so then we just sit at home. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just need to make an effort with people and ask people and not be scared if, like, they say no or they might not reply or et cetera, et cetera. Just... make more of an effort with people.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what I need to start doing more of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We have so much time in life and I feel like a lot of people think that you can't make friends like the older you get, but I think in some ways it's probably the best time to make friends. Like, the amount of experiences that I've had, even just through the podcast, the amount of people that we've met and the amount of amazing people that we've met as well, like, there's a lot of people where I've been like, wow, like, you're actually really lovely. Like, I really like you. Like, I actually do want to be your friend kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't think it's too late. It's never too late to make new friends.
But sometimes I saw a conversation online actually about, is it too late? Because sometimes people feel like, where am I going to meet new friends?
It's true because I guess, I use the podcast as an example, but I guess it's a bit of a privilege, if you know what I mean. Like, if I wasn't doing the podcast, then I wouldn't have met all of these people. Do you get what I mean? So I get what they mean in that respect. But I think even through workplaces, like, I'm always the kind of person where I'm like, oh, your colleagues are not your friends kind of thing. I am king that, but also, like, you know when you've met a good one. Do you get what I mean? Like, When you have a good colleague, like a colleague that you can call your friend, like a colleague that you would want to see outside of work, like, that's you mad. Know, innit?
Yeah.
So I feel like those can be your people's too. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I've met like a lovely friend in the workplace that I just left, and like, had my work mom and everything. Like, I met good people.
Work mom, you know?
Yeah.
Did she brand herself that?
She did, but it's like she was like, she's the same age as my mom, and it's like she always looked after, like, always looked after me. Even when I left, like, she got me like a bag of like all my favorite, like all the things that I ate and stuff when I was working there. It's like, she got it all in a bag. Lovely. She got me Kate Spade jewelry. She got me MAC makeup. She got me, yeah, like, she went ham. She got me alcohol. She got me everything when I left. Mm-mm. And I was like, oh, but like, that workplace, I don't think I told you, but I actually cried.
No, you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
actually cried when I left. And it was raining when I cried as well. I was like, this is like a movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I proper cried when I left that place. But yeah, when you meet good people at work, like, you know, like,
These are my doggies.
Yeah, these are my doggies.
What? So I've heard this like a few times, that like, people want to go out somewhere and they're like, I don't want to just go with one person. So let's say like, Days of Our Lives.
Days of our lives. Wow.
Do you know what? I didn't want to ruin the acronym. So I was like, let me just say it before. How can I now say Joe?
That's even worse.
How can I now say Joe Tribbiani's TV show? Days Like This. So they might be like, oh, I don't want to go to DTL. Because, did I say it wrong? Oh, fuck yeah. I don't want to go to fucking pitch.
Every time, Rick, without fail.
They're not getting more free promo from me anyways. It's fucking hard to get their tickets. I don't want to go to pitch because if I go to pitch, I don't want to just go with one person.
Okay.
I've heard people say that. But with me, because I don't have a friendship group. Or maybe I have a friend. Or maybe I have a friendship group.
That's like me
other two people.
Me and Lizzie, the amount of places we've been, just us two. But it's like, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. But I mean, I guess I understand why people... But me and... The thing with me and Lizzie, like, we are bad. Like, I can't even tell you half the stuff that we've got up to, but...
No, please, safe place.
We're both, like, very down. Mm. Like, neither of us have that, maybe we shouldn't do this kind of thing. Like, we'll just be like, fuck it.
But that's another issue I have. I feel like I'm the boring friend. I feel like people don't want... This is something that I was dealing with the other day. I feel like people don't want me around because I'm going to be the... It's not that I don't say anything. It's not that I don't say anything. I'm just like, you want to do drugs? that's why I've lost a lot of friends along the way.
Really?
Oh, 100%. But because Vic,
this is what I love about you. That I can say the wildest thing to you and you'll be like... Yeah, like, that's no problem. Like, not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Not like that. Like, if I said, I want to sniff a whole bag of cocaine, you're not going to be like, yeah, go ahead. You wouldn't be like that.
In this day and age, I'm joking. Don't, please don't do drugs, guys.
Yeah, Rick's not like that, but it's like, I can say something wild. Like, say if I say, oh, you know, I just want to have a fuck buddy, for example.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it depends. It depends on who you are. Mm. But I can't think of an example. I'm just using it as an example. I don't think fuck buddies are bad, by the way. And Vic doesn't either. Mm. But it's just like, whereas some friends would be like, are you sure? Blah, 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 blah. No, I don't think you should do that. Don't you think da, 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 da. Vic is just more like, if that makes you happy, fine. Like, I'm happy for you kind of thing. Mm. So I don't think you're boring.
But I think I accept it. Like, if, for example, if people feel like, oh, I don't have Vic around because she's boring and she might bring the mood down. Okay, cool. Maybe it's best I stay at home.
Yeah, I get
so, because I was talking to my therapist about, she's like, where did you get this idea that you're boring? And I really had to think about it.
Yeah. Like, what makes you think that?
I don't know. But yeah, sorry. Get on to what you're saying, sorry. We'll have to wrap up soon before Brent.
Yeah, I don't know if... The thing is, if I get Lizzie's permission, I can talk about it. But
okay,
come it's like next there's week. Just yeah, there's just been.
We
a
We need to get her on.
Yeah, she would love it. Lizzie is so funny. Like, she's, I love Lizzie. But yeah, there's just a few things where I'll be like, Lizzie, is this what you want? Yeah, and she'll be like, oh, I don't know. I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna sort it for you. Don't worry. So it's like just little things like that, like. We're just very much on the same on wave tune, of madness. Mm. Yeah, we're in tune. And we always know that when we go out, something somewhere is going to happen. So it's like, yeah, it's just a bit mad. Mm. Tanya is also the same, but I can't explain it. There's also limitations as well. With Tanya's a bit more...
So she might not want a skinny dip.
No, Tanya would skinny dip. Like, I told you, like, yeah, I've told you the story, but it's like when, like, we're just in tune. Like, you know, when you have friends where you're just in sync, that's what it is. Like, I know that Tanya is pretty much down to do
whatever.
Yeah, most things. Mm-hmm. And same with Lizzie, really. So yeah, it is refreshing when I'm with yeah. like I love being with them. But I love being with all my friends.
Mm.
We still need to brunch, by the way.
Yeah. Do you want to go
Roses?
Yeah. That's not brunch, by the way.
Yeah. That's fine. I just want to get that Massaman curry.
Yeah. Is that what that I sent you? From Roses?
No, I think that was a different meal, but my favorite
really?
Thai food is a Massaman curry.
Have you been to the Shum?
Yeah, I have.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, no, we spoke about this.
Yeah, I love the Shum. So nice.
Yeah, let's go Roses. I still can't believe you've not been.
Yeah, no, I haven't been. I haven't been. Nice. And I've been looking for places that sell Massaman curry for ages as well.
I really want sushi. Actually, do you know what I really want? Fish tacos.
Really? Where have we had them here? I always feel like we get, like when it comes to Mexican food, I feel like the UK doesn't really bring it. Do you get what I mean? It doesn't bring that energy.
Loud. Well, I make it. Of course, it's not giving.
Oh, you make it?
It's not giving.
What do you use? I mean, like what kind of fish?
A salmon.
Okay.
It's all right.
Mm.
But why can't I remember the restaurant I went to? Because of Oaxaca.
Oh, Oaxaca. You had it there?
Yeah. And I was just like, I could eat this every day.
Really? Because so serious every when she says that.
And it was the halloumi one as well. I was just like, oh my God.
God, that's good. Yeah, I like Oaxaca. Righty. Should we get into Black Excellence? I don't actually have one this week.
I have one. So mine this week is, so Jandela Benson, who is from Black Ballad, she's head of editorial. We had her on with Toby. And she has a book that she mentioned in an episode called Hope and Glory. And it's going to, which is coming out soon, by the way. So please go buy it. I think it's available for pre-order. And more exciting news as well is that the book is going to be turned into is it a TV show or a film? Let me read the article. You know those media articles where they ask you to log in? Do I have a login?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. So let's just say an amazing Nigerian woman called Bola is going to be working on bringing it to screen. I don't know what screen that is. I don't know if that is the Zoom, what is that cinema called? Audience cinema screen or BBC screen, but any screen, we love it in Jesus' name. What an amazing, amazing news. Love seeing Black people win like that. Sick.
Yeah, proper sick. All right, well, sorry I'm letting the team down this week. But thank you guys all for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. Our live show is coming up very soon. Mm. It's a bit scary. Like, it's like all of a sudden time is like flying. But yeah, we're looking forward to
57 days.
Wow, 57 days. Okay.
Okay, sorry guys, it's going to be a TV show by ITV Studios. That show.
Okay.
The Hope and Glory.
No worries.
But yeah, live show, baby.
Yeah, live show.
Why is Brett from Love Island liking my photo?
Which one?
Brett.
you stuck up for him.
No, but you're not even following me. How did we get here? Sometimes I wish, you know when people like your photos, like, how did you get here? How did you get onto this account?
Yeah. I always think that as well. It's like the most random thing. And I'm like, if you like my picture, why don't you just
follow?
Just hit that follow button. But hey. Sorry guys. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW.
I am on Vic Sunusi on Twitter. No, that's a lie. Vic Sunusi on Instagram, Victoria Sunusi on twitter.com.uk. And Twitter's bugging, you know, because they changed their layout. So now I feel like I'm unfollowed people. So right now,
it's weird, isn't it?
I just go on the follow button is weird. I don't know. And then you can follow us on TikTok. I've been slacking, guys. I'm so sorry. I keep thinking, like, every day I wake up, I'm like, I'm going to make a TikTok for the pod. And then I get so tired. But, guys, I've been banging out gym. And I've not been feeling as tired anymore.
That's good.
I feel like...
Do you think it's the adrenaline?
I think so. I think... Do you know what, yeah? If I had a gym, I know... Oh, my God, guys. Let me find this girl for you. Let me find this girl for you before I leave today. Okay. Cup of Kalfi. Guys, if you want to get on a health journey, if you want to lose weight, if you just want to... If you just want to chew your body, if you want to do any other sort of... Get onto her page because she's not just talking to you about exercising. No. Sis is talking to you about why you need to change those habits. By the way, if you don't want to do any of these things, don't go on her page because you're going to feel like she's attacking you. Because if you're not ready to hear the word, don't go there. Because when I first got onto her, I wasn't ready to hear the word, so I took it as an attack. But now I'm ready to hear the word.
Yeah,
I'm taking it in. But she said something so pivotal. What is your excuse for not doing what you need to do? My gym is 20, 30 minute walk. That's my excuse.
Yeah.
That's not good enough excuse anymore.
It's not. There's no excuse.
I can't lie, I'm fucking tired walking back home. But it's not good enough excuse anymore. But sometimes I do think, imagine having a gym 5 minutes from your house. Or 10.
I know. So some people are really living.
Who's some people? You.
Me.
Walking distance.
You know what? My gym is... Because the gym's near me. I don't really like...
Another excuse.
I know. It is an excuse.
Another excuse.
But now I go to a gym that's like a 5 minute walk away. Drive away, sorry.
Okay.
So I go. I've been going. I've been quite consistent.
Yeah, just a snatch right now.
Thank you.
I've been trying.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right, guys. We out of here. Have a lovely week. Bye.
Bye.